Hello students, welcome to 5th module of Computer System and Organization. Today we will study a new topic called Boolean Algebra. Boolean Algebra is a system of mathematics based on logic which has its own set of rules or laws. It is used to analyze and simplify the digital circuit. The variables used in Boolean Algebra have only one of the two possible values, that is a logic 0 or a logic 1. It was invented by George Boole in 1854. As Boolean algebra is based on only two binary numbers, 0 and 1, it is also called as Boolean algebra or logic algebra. Boolean algebra is made up of elements, operators, axioms and theorems. Elements can be 1 or 0. Operators, there are many logical operators like AND or NOT, and self-evident universally accepted truth called axioms and theorems are also used. There are three ways to represent a Boolean expression: algebraic equation, truth table, circuit diagram. We'll be discussing a new term called logic gates. Digital systems are said to be constructed by using logic gate. Logic gates are nothing but the basic building block of any digital system. It is an electronic circuit having one or more than one input and only one output. There are several gates like AND, OR, NOT, NAND, NOR, XOR and XNOR, which we are going to discuss in this module, which are used to design electronic circuit. Using laws of Boolean algebra, we can also reduce and simplify a complex Boolean expression in an attempt to reduce the number of logic gates required. So first let us discuss about logic gates in detail. There are three types of logic gates. One is basic logic gates or fundamental logic gates. AND, OR, NOT, etc. are coming under basic logic gates or fundamental logic gates. NAND and NOR gates are called universal logic gates. And there are several other logic gates like XOR, XNOR, bubbled AND and bubbled OR. We'll be discussing fundamental gates. There are three main logic gates. They are NOT, AND and OR. And the logic symbols are one triangle with a bubble that represents a NOT gate. One capital D shape with two input, one output represents AND symbol. And an arrow shape with two input, two or more input and one output represents OR symbol. There are three fundamental logic gates. AND gate is an electronic circuit which does the AND operation. An AND operation is represented by dot. So A dot B is the Boolean expression for AND. Similarly for OR, plus symbol is used. A plus sign is used to show the OR operation, and the Boolean expression for OR operation is A plus B. Similarly, NOT gate. NOT gate is an electronic circuit which produces an inverted version of the input as its output. So it is also known as inverter. If, as it is one input, one output system, if the input variable is A, the inverted output will be NOT A. It can be represented by a dash or A with a bar. Now, truth table of fundamental gates we will be discussing in detail. We are taking A and B two input. So, based on two input, there will be four possible combinations like 00, 01, 10 and 11. Here, this slide represents Boolean equation, logic gates used and the truth table for all the three fundamental gates. C equal to A dot B, where A and B are input. Dot is the operation applied on A and B, and C is the output, and it is shown in the form of AND gate and also in the form of truth table. Similarly, the equation for OR gate is C equal to A plus B, and the output is represented as A or B. NOT gate, where the Boolean expression is A bar. So if we give A, the output at the other end will be A bar. So let us see the truth table. For logical operator NOT, here X is the input and X bar is the output. So if X value is 0, x bar will be 1, and if x is 1, then x bar will be 0, because x can take only binary values. The logical NOT function is a single input inverter that changes the input of a logic level 1 to an output of logic level 0. NOT gate performs logic inversion or complementation. They are also known as inverters because they come with a bar and it inverts the signal. So if A is 0, A bar will be 1. If A is 1, A bar will be 0. If you see logical operators, logical AND operation is dot x dot y is the Boolean expression, and it can be read as x AND y or x dot y. And the rules for AND operation says if both are 0, the output will be 0. 0 dot 1 will give you 0. 1 dot 0 also will give you 0. When both are 1, both input are 1, the output will be 1. So it looks like arithmetic multiplication, but this dot represents logical AND operation. Let us move to logical OR operator. OR operator has plus sign. It looks like arithmetic addition, but the rules for OR operation is 0 plus 0 is 0, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1 plus 0 is 1, 1 plus 1 equal to 1. Here, plus is not arithmetic plus, it is logical plus. So result will be 1 when either of the input will be 1. Otherwise, result will be 0. So only when both input are 0, the result is 0. X plus y can also be read as x or y. Now universal gates. After all the three fundamental gates, we will be discussing about universal gates. There are two universal gates, NAND and NOR. A universal gate is a gate which can implement any Boolean function without use of any other gate type. NAND and NOR gates are universal gates. This is advantageous since NAND and NOR gates are economical and easier to fabricate. NAND gate represents the complement of AND operation. It is the name, it is the abbreviation of NOT AND. The graphic symbol for the NAND gate consists of an AND symbol with a bubble. NOR gate represents the complement of the OR operation. Its name is the abbreviation of NOT OR. The graphic symbol for the NOR gate consists of an OR symbol with a bubble. So here is the representation of Boolean expression, truth table, and the symbols. Let us move on to other logic gates. XOR gate. XOR gate looks like OR gate with an extra arc, and it can be represented as A encircled plus B. Similarly, XNOR gate is represented as A encircled dot B, where a bubble is there at the tip of XOR, which represents XNOR. The truth table for XOR and XNOR are given. We have to keep in mind one condition here for XOR truth table, that is when both the input are same, the result is 0. In other cases, the result will be 1. Here two input are taken as A and B. So if both are 0, both A and B are 0, or both A, B are 1, then the result or output will be 0. In other cases, it will be 1. And in XNOR, XNOR is the complement of XOR. So whatever output we get for XOR, its complement will be the output for XNOR. Now logic gates and truth tables with the Boolean expressions are summarized in a single table here. Next we'll move on to laws of Boolean algebra. Every postulate and theorem of Boolean algebra has two parts here, and one is dual of another. We'll be learning what is the principle of duality in the next slide. There are several laws in Boolean algebra: annulment law, identity law, idempotent law, and so on. What is annulment law? A dot 0 is equal to 0, A plus 1 equal to 1. And it has been proved using the truth table also in the next slide. So here, A is a variable, 0 is a constant, and AND operation is applied on them. As we know, the basic rule for AND operation is if one of the input is 0, the output will be 0. That's why if A is 0 or 1, The output is not depending on the value of A. Only one operand 0 is deciding the output. So A dot 0 is 0. Similarly, A plus 1 is 1, where A can be 0 or can be 1, but A's plus symbol is given and the second operand is 1. Based on the second operand only, we get the output. So here, whether A is 0 or 1, the output is 1. So any variable plus 1 will give you 1. Here, a term A ended with 0 equals 0. And odd with 1 is equal to 1. Identity law says A plus 0 is A, A dot 1 is A. A plus 0 is 1 can be proved algebraically, can be proved using truth table also. 0 is a constant, A is a variable, and plus operation or OR operation is applied on them. So A can be 0, A can be 1. But 0 is a constant, which is the other operand. So based on A value, output is decided. So if A is 0, 0 plus 0 will give you 0. If A is 1, 1 plus 0 will give you 1. So the output is depending on A, not on 0. The other law is A dot 1 is A. That also can be proved with the help of logic AND operation rule. Idempotent law says A plus A is not 2A. A plus A is A. A dot A is not A square. It is A. So logical operation plus and dot can be applied to the same variables also. Here A plus A, both the operands are having same status, so they cannot have 0, 1 and 1, 0. So out of 4 possible combinations for 2 input system, here only 0, 0 and 1, 1 can be taken into consideration. So 0 plus 0 is 0, 1 plus 1 is 1. That's why A plus A gives you A. Similarly, A dot A also will give you A, because 0 dot 0 is 0 and 1 dot 1 is 1. So a variable odd with itself is equal to the variable. A variable ended with itself is always equal to the variable. Complement law says A dot A dash equal to 0, A plus A dash equal to 1. Here also we will apply the rule of logic AND and logic OR operation. If A is 0, A bar will be 1, so 0 dot 1 is 0. If A is 1, A bar will be 0, so 1 dot 0 is also 0. Similarly, A plus A dash if we take, if A is 0, A bar will be 1, so 0 plus 1 is 1. If A is 1, A dash will be 0, so 1 plus 0 also will be 1. A term A ended with its complement equals 0, A term odd with its complement equals 1. Similarly, other laws of Boolean algebra are also given in the next slide, that is commutative law, double negation law, distributive law, absorption law and associative law. Let us see what is commutative law. In mathematics also, we have studied A plus B is equal to B plus A. So the order of application of two separate terms is not important. So A dot B is equal to B dot A. A plus B is equal to B plus A. Let us take an example. For arithmetic numbers 2 and 3, 2 dot 3 and 3 dot 2 both will give you 6. 2 plus 3 and 3 plus 2 both will give you 5. So in that case, addition and multiplication in mathematics are commutative, whereas subtraction and division are not commutative. Here, they are not addition, subtraction, multiplication and division operation. Here in Boolean algebra, they are logic AND and logic OR operation. But using truth table, we can prove if we change the order of the variable, output remains same. So A dot B is equal to B dot A and A plus B is equal to B plus A. Double negation law says complement of a variable, or if a term is inverted twice, it will give you the original term. So A dash dash is equal to A. Double complement gives the same variable. Distributive law says A dot B plus C is equal to A dot B plus A dot C. So distributive law there, in mathematics also, if we deal with such expression, if we want to open the bracket, as A is common, after opening the bracket, it will become A dot B plus A dot C. The same expression you are getting in Boolean operations also. Second distributive law says A plus B dot C is equal to A plus B dot A plus C. It can be proved algebraically and also using truth table in the next slide. Abjection law. Abjection law always reduces the complicated expression to a simpler version by observing some terms. A plus A dot B is equal to A. A dot A plus B is equal to A. Associative law says A plus B plus C is equal to A plus B plus C is equal to A plus C plus B. There, as we are dealing with three input, we can join them in any order, we will be getting the same output. Similarly, for AND operation, A dot B dot C is equal to A dot B dot C is equal to A dot C dot B. Now we will be coming to principle of duality. You might have observed in the law of Boolean algebra, in every law you are getting two Boolean equations. Like commutative law says A dot B equal to B dot A and A plus B equal to B plus A. If we look at the two equations explicitly, we will be getting the second equation is the dual of the first equation. Duality principle of duality says that interchanging 0 with 1 or 1 with 0, interchanging plus with dot or dot with plus will get the dual equation of the another. So it is very important concept of Boolean logic. A new Boolean relation can be derived from another Boolean relation if these rules are followed, like replacing 0 by 1 or 1 by 0, replacing plus into dot or dot into plus, will be getting the dual of any Boolean expression. Properties of Boolean algebra is explained in the form of truth table explicitly. So here all the laws whatever we have discussed so far are represented in the form of truth table. I will be explaining one or two because of time constraint. 0 plus x equal to x. So here 0 is a constant, x is a variable. So constant will remain constant. It will never change its value. Whereas variable can have binary values here in Boolean algebra. So x can have 0, x can have 1. Keeping one operand fixed, that is 0, x can change. So if x value is 0, the result is 0. If x value is 1, the result is 1. So we can conclude 0 plus x is equal to x. The first operand is 0. The output doesn't depend on the constant here. The output depends on the other operand, that is a variable. If we take another example into consideration, like 1 plus x equal to 1. There 1 is a constant and x is a variable. And if x value is 0, the result will be 1. If x value is 1, the result will be 1 because it is an OR operation. One of the input, if is 1, the result will be 1. So here 1 plus x equal to 1 is also proved using truth table. Similarly, all the laws of Boolean algebras are proved using truth tables. Let us see another slide and let us take complementarity law. X plus x bar equal to 1. So here is x is the input and its inverted version is the other operand. We will be having only two possible combinations because x can have binary values. X, if x is 0, x bar is 1. If x is 1, x bar is 0. And if we apply OR operation, 0 plus 1 will give us 1. 1 plus 0 also will give us 1. So the conclusion is x plus x bar is equal to 1. Similarly, x dot x dash equal to 0 also can be proved. Commutative law is proved. Associative law using truth table, where we have paired two terms out of three and we change the pair and we are getting the same result here. It has been proved. X plus y plus z is giving us x plus y plus z. Here the input used are x, y, z. Associative law is applicable for every law, is applicable for AND operation and OR operation. Distributive law is also proved here. X dot y plus z is equal to x dot y plus x dot z. So sometimes in the question paper we may come across such type of question. Prove this Boolean equation using truth table, whether left hand side is equal to right hand side or not. Here for distributive law, we are taking three input x, y, z and finding each Boolean expression like y plus z, x dot y, x dot z. Then finally the left hand side x dot y plus z is calculated, right hand side x dot y and x dot z are odd. Then we can equalize by seeing the output that x dot y plus z is equal to x dot y plus x dot z. Similarly, next distributive, second distributive law is also proved. X plus y dot z is equal to x plus y dot x plus z using truth table. Absorption law says x plus x dot y is equal to x. So this is proved here using truth table as well as simplification of Boolean expression using laws of Boolean algebra. X plus x dot y, for that we are taking x, y and x dot y in the truth table, and finally x and x dot y are odd. The output here is 0, 0, 1, 1, and if we compare, we can see x value is also 0, 0, 1, 1. So x is equal to x plus x dot y is proved using truth table. If the same expression we have to evaluate here using algebraic method, a plus a dot b is equal to a dot 1 plus b. Using identity law, a plus 1 is 1. So 1 plus b will be 1 and a dot 1 will become a. Again using another identity law, a dot 1 is equal to a. So it has been proved using algebraic method as well as truth table that x plus x dot y is equal to x. Thank you, children.